coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn. It's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, LA's afternoon morning show with Mark and Sarah. We're covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
And today's show is powered by Dubois Electric, building lasting relationships since 1967. From homes to businesses, their licensed, fully trained technicians handle it all. Repairs, upgrades, standby generators, EV chargers, heat pumps, and more. No job is too big and no job is too small. Learn more at DubloisElectric.com. Also brought to you by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it, swatch it. At 4 locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at rupersbeverage.com, and remember, the party starts at Rupert's.
Dave's a pro.
Yeah. Party starts right here with Dave. You
know, hey, look who's here.
Hi. He made it.
John Reed is here. We have Dave Bishop, owner of Pat's Pizza in Auburn, in studio. How you doing, Dave?
Doing super.
Excellent. Thanks for joining us. And we have John Reed, who just walked in the door, owner of J.T. Reed's Gun Shop. How you doing, John?
I'm doing good. My dogs let me sleep in a little bit this morning.
They did. What time do they usually get you up?
6 o'clock is a breakfast bell, but 7 o'clock today.
Oh wow. They really let you sleep
Gift.
In.
They only need a little, I guess.
All right. Dave and John are members of the Exchange Club of Auburn, and they're here to talk about the annual Veterans Luncheon that's coming up here in a couple of weeks. So we will get to that and a whole lot more in just a bit. But before we do, let's take a look at some headlines for Thursday, October 30th.
The Mills administration is releasing $1 million, and the John T. Gorman Foundation is adding $250,000 to keep Maine's families from losing food assistance during the federal government shutdown. The funding will be distributed through the Good Shepherd Food Bank and the state's network of area agencies on aging. Each month, $29 million in federal funding for SNAP is provided to 170,000 Maine people, with the average family of four receiving $572 each month.
The Greater Androscoggin Humane Society's annual Paws for Pets Craft and Vendor Fair will take place on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Lewiston Armory. The fair will feature over 60 local crafters and vendors, and admission is free. The fair was established in 2012 by sisters Lauren Odiorn and Shannon Martin. This year's fair will serve as a tribute to Lauren, who passed away in July.
Seniors Plus is seeking dedicated individuals to join its advisory council. Council members play a crucial role in advocating for the interests of the older population, identifying service gaps, and influencing policies and programs. The council meets 5 times per year in person or via Zoom. You can learn more at seniorsplus.org.
And the City of Auburn's annual Fright Fest is tonight from 5 to 7:30 on Main Street and Festival Plaza. Families are encouraged to trunk or treat with city departments and local businesses.
That's fun.
Now it's time for the weather.
Weather?
Weather, weather, weather. Weather, 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 weather. Weather, weather is the best, is the best. Weather, weather, weather.
Dave loves the Alex version.
I do. It's so cool. I think we should do a Dave Matthews version, though.
Maybe.
You know? Like,
yeah.
Talk about the weather.
Let's talk about the weather. It's cloudy today with some evening showers. We'll have a high of 52 and a low of 32. Morning rain will give way to cloudy skies tomorrow with a high of 60 and a low of 45. A mixture of sun and clouds on Saturday with highs in the low 50s.
In sports, Jaylen Brown's 30 points led the Celtics over the Cleveland Cavaliers, 125 to 105. Boston will visit the Philadelphia 76ers tomorrow night.
The Bruins will host the Buffalo Sabres tonight at 7.
Central Maine Community College men's basketball will host UMaine Farmington tonight at 6.
Go Beavers! The Maine Nordiques will host the Johnstown Tomahawks tomorrow and Saturday in Auburn.
The NA3 Nordiques host the Norwich Sea Captains tomorrow afternoon in Auburn.
The Lewiston Maniacs will host Universal Quebec tomorrow and Saturday in Lewiston.
The 6-2 first place New England Patriots host the 3-4 lowly Atlanta Falcons stinking. On Sunday afternoon.
The stinking Atlanta Falcons
on Sunday afternoon.
On our high school playoffs in field hockey in the Class A North quarterfinal, it was Lewiston over Messalonsky 2-1, and the Class B North quarterfinal, it was Gardner shutting out Levitt 1-0.
In boys soccer playoffs, Class A North quarterfinal, Edward Little shut down Bangor 5-0. And Class B South quarterfinal, it was Morris over Levitt 2-0. That is your news, weather, and sports. And right now it's time for the podcast segment that is
sweeping
the Twin Cities. It's time for Famous People Birthdays.
They're famous. It's their birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays.
Let's take a look at FPBs for October the 30th, shall we?
All right.
All right. We're going to start off with Cash Cab host Ben Bailey,
woo-hoo!
Who is 55 years old today. He's also a hilarious stand-up comedian. He partnered with the Kansas City Chiefs to create a video titled The Chiefs Cab, which was inspired by Cash Cab. And he drives around members of the Chiefs organization and asks them questions.
That about sounds fun.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
All of them
yes.
are
about. It's a red cab and drive around.
Where does she hang out in the skybox? What's her favorite spot?
Yeah.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Important things.
Yes. Actor Kevin Pollak, 68 years old today. He's been in some great movies.
Yep.
A Few Good Men, Grumpy Old Men, Grumpier Old Men, and The Grumpiest Old Men, Electric Boogaloo.
Wow.
He's also been in Martin Scorsese's Casino and does one of the best impressions of Christopher Walken you will ever hear. Henry Winkler is 80 years old today.
No way.
The Fonz.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fonz.
There it is. Happy Days ran for 10 years from 74 to 84 until they jumped the shark. See what I did there?
Yeah, very nice.
And Henry's also been in a few movies. He was in Night Shift with Michael Keaton in 82. He was in Scream in 96. The Water Boy with Adam Sandler.
Oh, wow.
In 98. Is that one of your favorites, Dave?
Yeah, probably. Way better than Happy Gilmore 2. Yeah.
And rounding out FPBs for October the 30th is singer Grace Slick, who is 86 years old today. You know her from Jefferson Airplane and Jefferson Starship, and one of the best songs ever, White Rabbit.
Ah, good song.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Song. Yeah, and Somebody to Love. Mm-hmm. And I was going to mention We Built This City, but we're not going to.
We're not now.
No, we're not going to.
No.
Grace was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of Jefferson Airplane in 1996. There you go. Those are your FPBs. Now it's time for some OTDs.
It happened on this day. It happened on this day. It happened on this day.
It's the best.
I've seen a lot of reactions to that song, that jingle, Dave, and you actually looked like you were in pain.
No, I was singing.
Gotcha. Okay.
But I was trying not to over-sing on you, you know, so I didn't want you to have to.
All right. You're singing backup.
Right.
I appreciate it.
Well, actually, I was leading, so there's that. So that's why I was doing it in my head.
He's only in pain when he goes up on Sunner Street and sees construction.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The world is in pain.
I can't remember the last time Center Street was not under construction.
I can't wait till those lights, those signs are gone.
13 years ago in 2012, Disney purchased George Lucas's production company Lucasfilm, including the rights to Star Wars and Indiana Jones.
And promptly destroyed it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it took him a while to do it.
Did it.
30 days.
I'm going to include this one for you, Mark. 25 years ago in 2000, U2 released All That You Can't Leave Behind. Featuring their Grammy-winning hits Beautiful Day and Walk On.
Is that the one that they installed on everyone's iTunes?
Yeah, that's the one.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
So you're familiar with it?
I've heard the song several times.
Okay. It's a sore subject.
Apparently,
here.
That hurts.
Sarah's had a vendetta against you two for 25 years.
I've heard of that.
Yep.
I don't want to.
She's still not right.
No.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
51 years ago in 1974 at the Rumble in the Jungle in Zaire, Muhammad Ali unveiled his rope-a-dope strategy. He let George Foreman abuse his body for 8 rounds before coming back to regain the heavyweight title.
What an incredible moment in sports history that was.
Yeah.
No one gave Muhammad Ali a chance against George Foreman. They thought he was literally going to die in the ring. They said he should have retired before the fight
right.
and never gave him a chance, and he came out as champion. Incredible.
And 80 years ago, in 1945, the U.S. government announced the end of shoe rationing. For the previous 2.5 years, leather had been in such high demand for the war that the government limited the amount of new shoes you were allowed to buy. Here's the thing. Lamy Wellahan was in business in 1945. We've been in business since 1912.
Wow.
I'm sorry, 1914. And they survived that. We've survived 2 world wars and a Great Depression and whatever's happening right now.
So, we're going to name that later.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's
all right. All right. Let me scroll some more. Hold on.
That's gonna do it, I think.
Yeah,
for us.
Gonna do it.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Wait.
Okay.
We didn't. Okay.
What about the time clock?
Yeah, we should do the time clock. All right. And 131 years ago, in 1894, Daniel M. Cooper patented the time clock, and ever since then, workers everywhere have been forced to punch time cards to start their work days for the man.
The man. Right.
Working for the man.
Dave, you're the man. Over
I am.
Pats.
Well, yeah, I make everybody punch it.
That's right.
You
gotta keep them honest. Right?
Yeah.
There you go. Those are your FPBs and OTDs for October the 30th.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
Hi, it's Donna Harris from Phoenix No Limits Karate here with your daily safety tip. Never carry your ID or anything with your address in your purse. Carry a small wallet in your front pocket. Let's all do our best to keep our community safe.
Now, we shift focus fully to our guests in studio, Dave Bishop and John Reed from the Exchange Club of Auburn. And before we get to the Veterans Luncheon, who wants to tell us what the Exchange Club of Auburn is all about?
I do.
All right.
Yeah.
So bad. You want to tell us so badly.
I do. And so I'm pretty new to it. About a year or so I've been in.
Who got you in the club?
My good friend John Reed got me in the club. And he invited me and I went. And it's great. I love what we do. We give to our community, children, veterans, and we just do good things.
And we saw the Exchange Club of Auburn in action at Wishes in the Valley.
Yes, we were definitely in action there.
That was impressive.
Very busy.
Yeah.
Dave was slinging burgers like nobody's business.
Yeah, I cooked a lot of cheeseburgers that day.
Yeah.
Not many hamburgers, which I appreciate because I like cheese. But yeah, a lot of cheeseburgers that day. At Wishes in the Valley, it was a great, great, great time.
It was.
Yeah.
Great event.
So I hear. I was standing at the grill.
But that's right.
I hear it was lovely.
From your vantage point.
Yeah, from my vantage point of this, through the smoke, it looked awesome.
Yeah. John, do you have anything to add about what the Exchange Club of Auburn is all about?
Yeah, the Exchange Club of Auburn, like Dave says, is a giving back. We are low profile in a way. I guess you don't hear about the Exchange Club as much as we like because it's not about the club. It is about the youth in the area, the veterans in the area, the students. One of our best programs is the Students of the Year for the high schools. We've had a couple national champions come out of Lewis and Auburn area, which is quite impressive. Nice club to belong to.
Good group of people.
What is the Student of the Year program? What is that all about? How do you become a Student of the Year?
The guidance counselors at the schools recommend 3 students, I believe it is, per year from each high school, and we interview them. They come in, they do a speech for us, we get to ask them questions. They all get a monetary check when they come to our luncheons or dinners, actually. We evaluate them, and we nominate the ones to go on to the New England Convention, New England Finals, and then from there to the Nationals.
Mm-hmm. Like you said, you've had
national champions come out of here.
National champions come out of this area, which is incredible.
I have.
How does one become a member of the Exchange Club of Auburn?
Give me a call.
That's it. That's all it takes.
Give me a call.
Easy,
Stop in the gun shop. I bring you to a luncheon. You know, the first 1 or 2 times, just see what it's like. See if you want to become a member. It's not going to cost you a cent. Come see what we do.
And what type of person makes a good Exchange Club member?
Anyone. Anyone that is willing to donate time to the community, that's what it's about. Anyone, look, and it's not a tremendous amount of time. It's what you put into it. We have A big event is the gun show. That is time consuming. It's time consuming, the Thanksgiving giving and the Christmas, but it's not like you're going to put in 10, 15 hours a week. You're not.
Right.
You're not. You might put in 10, 15 hours a month. Okay. Anyone that's looking to help make our community a better place.
Yeah. Awesome. Let's talk about the Veterans Luncheon, which is coming up here in just a couple of weeks.
It is. Started this program 13 years ago. We missed 1 year with the coat that gosh darn COVID, but we've been doing it. And it's so fun to see all the old veterans, young veterans, old veterans, they all come together. We're getting a good response from Schooner Estates and different retirement homes around here, the Veterans Home out in South Paris. They come in early. They get there 10:30. We have coffee and muffins for them, biscuits, so on and so forth. They start talking and reuniting. It's a very, very, very nice event for, as I say, older veterans, younger veterans. And they can bring a guest with them. Lunch is on us. We have a free gift for them. Our guest speaker this year is from here in Auburn. Just a nice, nice get-together and a thank you to the veterans for the time that they served for us.
Mm-hmm. So that event is happening on Friday, November 14th at noon at the Green Ladle on the campus of Lewiston High School. Mm-hmm. The speaker that John mentioned, Paul Bossy, Ranger and combat vet.
That's correct. He's 82nd Airborne. Boy, he did some time over there in the Mideast, and he's going to bring some perspectives to us, and I've been speaking to him continuously. He's excited about coming as we are and having him.
Yeah. About how many people does this event attract each year?
Last year, we were at 235.
So it's extremely successful.
Yeah.
And not enough can be said for the Green Ladle in Lewiston. Yeah. What a culinary arts program they have there. We are tweaking it a little bit. Last year, it's a buffet. We had one line. This year, we're going to have two lines. We learn every year. Every year, it started out maybe 75 to 100. But as I say, last year, it was 235. We took up all the spaces there, looking for another great event this year.
And is it the students that are cooking for the veterans?
Yeah. It certainly is.
That's
it
awesome.
Certainly is.
That is awesome. What a way to give back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Right. You know, it assists them financially wise there. Not only financially wise, but people start to realize that the asset that Lewiston High School has in that culinary arts program, and it's passed along. It's a win-win for everyone.
Yeah. Have you always had the event at the Green Ladle?
We have.
Yeah.
Absolutely have.
Oh. Great. Plenty of parking there?
Parking's decent. Again, a lot of people come in on the buses, the shuttle buses.
Right. Yeah.
Best thing to do for parking, get there early, guys.
Yep. The luncheon begins at noon on Friday, November 14th. What time can folks start showing up?
I will be there by 10, and normally people are already waiting to come in, and that's fine. The Culinary Arts Program has no problem with it. As I say, they're all set up. They have coffee and ready to go.
Dave, what does it mean to you to be involved with an organization that gives back so much, not only to our younger population, but to our veterans as well?
Yeah. Well, I think it's a wonderful thing that the Exchange Club does. And like Johnny said, we're pretty low-key about it. We don't toot the horn too much, and we just kind of secretly do a lot. Not secretly, but secretly do a lot of things that's really great. The Veterans Lunch, even before I was in the Exchange Club, I always sponsored a table or two. Mm-hmm. And that's a great way if you own a business and you want to be part of it. You know, we still have some tables that could be sponsored. It's $125. The table seats eight, and you just pretty much bought lunch for eight veterans.
Wow. For $125, that's a deal.
That's a bargain. That's a bargain, and that's because of the Green Ladle, you know, treating us really, really well on that. But, you know, my veterans sometimes get overlooked, in my opinion, especially the older folks that you know, were in World War II. You know, my grandfather landed on the beaches of Normandy. He'd have been 102 this year, and he came home with a Purple Heart, so... There's a lot to it. My family, all of my, you know, at some generation, my nephew's at Fort Bragg right now. You know, he enlisted. I think that sometimes people forget about all the good that comes from the armed forces. You know, usually they don't always get great press, and these guys, hey, they went where I don't want to go. in many cases. And the guys who went to Vietnam, and Korea and things like that, they have things in their heads that they're not willing to share with other people other than veterans. And I think the Veterans Lunch is a great opportunity not necessarily like-minded, but people who have been in similar situations to come have a great conversation with somebody that's been in that exact situation, not the guy that goes, I know how you feel, the guy that actually knows how you feel. Right. Yeah. So, that's...
That shared experience.
Yeah.
Last year was the first year that we did not have a World War II veteran.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's time is moving on for those.
Yeah.
You want me to send Jim Wellahan over?
Is he a World War II veteran?
I believe he is.
Yeah.
Goodness, I love to see him.
Yeah.
Goodness, I love to see him.
What a great way to give back.
Yeah.
It is. That is a treasure for sure.
I think one of the most shameful terms we have in this country is homeless veteran.
Yes.
Oh, what are we?
100%.
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have, the Green Ladle does such a good job. And any food that is left gets donated to these veterans. They get to take it home. And it's just truly, when you leave there at the end, your heart is just pumping.
Yeah.
Truly is.
Both of you mentioned that the Exchange Club conducts its business on kind of a low-key level.
Sure.
Why is that? Why aren't you shouting from the rooftops of all the good deeds
because
that you're
doing? Because it's just not us.
Yeah,
it's not about
not the way we're wired.
It's not about us.
Johnny and I both, like, the things that we do in the community outside of the Exchange Club that, no one knows about, and that's fine. You don't give to get recognition. You give because your heart wants to.
Amen.
And you give because you can, and that's it. And so saying, hey, look what we did isn't in our makeup.
Right. Totally.
Well said.
Amazing.
Do either of you have anything else to add about the Exchange Club or the Veterans Luncheon?
Give me a call at the gun shop. Tell me how many people are coming, show up early, have a good time, and come hungry.
Right. What's the number at the gun shop, John?
777-3579.
And if you'd like to sponsor a table, also reach out to the gun shop or make a donation. You don't have to sponsor a table.
Yeah.
Just make a donation. But honestly, $125 to feed 8 veterans that have served this country is short money.
Yeah.
That's
short
amazing.
Money for
yeah.
sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks so much for sharing this information with us. And thanks for your involvement in the Exchange Club of Auburn.
Thank you for having us.
All the great work you're doing. Absolutely.
Next year marks 30 years of Uncle Andy's Digest. What started as a beloved print publication has grown into Lydia Media, a full-service marketing partner helping local businesses thrive. From LA Metro Magazine and the Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast to social media management, website design, and advertising across all platforms, we've got your marketing needs covered. If you're a business making a difference in our community, let's connect. Lydia Media is here to tell your story and help you grow. Lydia Media, in business, for business. Learn more at lydiamediallc.com.
We do have a few minutes. I know Sarah has a hard out here in about 10 minutes, but we have time for our world famous closing segment called Three Random Questions, which is, I know that's part of the reason why Dave is here.
It's the only, not the only.
That's not the only reason.
I have five dogs in the car. I got five dogs out there.
He's literally. Got dogs in the car. He's got to go.
Oh, you got to go, John?
I got five dogs out there.
All right, so John Reed had to leave.
He has five dogs.
He informed us he had five dogs in his Jeep. I'm not sure if he's going to...
No, it's a true story. I don't know if you've ever seen his Jeep. But...
When he left, he said, I hope they didn't tear it apart.
There's one seat left, I'm pretty sure.
Kind of wild.
All right. All right, so John won't be hanging out for three random questions.
No.
Dave's here. Dave's always a good time for three random questions.
I'm in Larry's chair, so I should be fine.
He's probably got some questions for his dogs, like where's my steering wheel?
Yes.
Like
why did you eat that?
Yeah.
Why are you listening to you two?
Why? Because it's programmed on their phone.
That's why.
That's why.
That's why.
They don't have a choice.
Comes in every Jeep.
Yeah. They didn't have an option.
No.
Who ate the dashboard? You know, questions like that.
Hard ones.
They would have listened to Pitbull, but...
That's right.
I wasn't given an option.
Yeah. I would have liked to have chose poorly on my own. Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah.
All right, so we have Dave Bishop here for three random questions, and I'm so looking forward to this because, Dave, I don't want to put any pressure on you.
Yeah, no.
His answers are good answers,
but
though.
Dave, I liken Dave's answers to when we have Shanna Cox here.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Shanna always gives great answers, regardless of the question, and I feel you do as well.
Maybe I should phone a friend.
You might want to phone a friend.
Shanna, hey, what do you got?
You're going to be fine.
All right, Dave, would you rather be a famous musician or a famous movie star?
I would rather play bass with Eric Clapton.
I bet he'd teach you. He knows how.
He does.
Oh, he's been playing bass for decades.
Decades. Uh-huh. I would definitely.
That's what he's known for.
Yes.
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 Yeah.
Would you?
Everybody says.
Would you create a new soundtrack for the Green Mile?
I absolutely would.
Scott Baio would have
absolutely
great
would.
Music.
Yes. Yes. I absolutely would. Bass for sure.
Yeah.
Rock star.
All right. Yeah,
so your answer is rock star?
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
What style of music are you playing, and what's your, do you have a gimmick?
You don't need a gimmick in rock and roll.
Really?
Oh, you just got rock and roll.
You might want to tell Kiss that.
Yeah. Oh, poor Ace Frehley.
I know.
R.I.P. So no gimmick, just rock and roll. I actually, big Eric Clapton fan, obviously. I mean, that's... Because of his bass playing. That's why they call him Slow Hand.
Wow.
Yeah, because his hand's too slow to play electric guitar.
Yeah, he's got to play the bass.
I got to play the bass.
And just real quick for new listeners of our show who think we're insane. These come from our stupid quote board that is now proudly displayed in the studio where I once claimed that Scott Baio acted in The Green Mile, which he did not, and Sarah once claimed that Eric Clapton played bass, which I'm sure he did at some point.
I bet he does.
He handed a bass guitar to his bassist. I'm sure of it.
You are going to die on this.
I am sure that he can play the bass.
You may want to Wikipedia that one.
Google
and here we go.
Famous bass player Eric Clapton. All right, Dave, so are you playing guitar? Is that your deal?
No, I'd probably play drums.
Drums.
Yeah. Well, I play a really good air drum.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You know,
would you sing? Would you be like the...
Oh, band? No. I mean, I'd try a Weather song, perhaps.
Okay. With Alex on vocals?
I would have to have Alex on vocals, obviously.
All right, so you're a famous drummer.
Yeah.
Rock band?
Absolutely. Okay. Or maybe... You know, maybe a little Phil Collins, maybe a little, you know, a little Genesis.
Like it. So, drummer. Rock band, no gimmick.
No gimmick.
Showing up with
just showing up.
Pat's Pizza t-shirt.
And a huge drum kit.
All right.
Huge drum kit.
Like Neil Peart?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It completely surrounds
you. Oh, no, all the way around.
Do you get a gong in the back?
If there's one available, we have a gong.
Okay.
For sure.
How about?
That way, when Sarah, she can just hit it when she wants to.
All right.
I'll duck. It'd be great. How's Wikipedia treating you?
Wikipedia says that, yes, Eric Clapton can play the bass, though he's most famous for playing the guitar. He has played the bass on occasion, including some live performances and rehearsals, and has even stated in the past that he considers himself the real me on the bass, despite his career as a guitarist.
Yeah. So there you go.
What's on the internet?
Sarah is brilliant beyond our wildest.
You gotta erase that.
Yeah.
No.
Oh no, I'm
no.
Keeping
no
it.
We're keeping no, that.
We're keeping it.
All right.
Till she says something stupider.
Don't worry.
It's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming.
And I bet if I Googled was Scott Baio in the Green Mile, I would find one website that claimed that.
Oh, there's no. There's no doubt. There's no way.
What Scott?
Here we go.
I can update his Wikipedia to say that. Hello.
Yeah.
No.
He starred in The Green Mile.
All right, Sarah.
He was the big guy.
You're going to get out of here in 6 minutes. What's your question for Dave?
If you were an ice cream flavor, what flavor would you be?
Pistachio.
Why?
Because it's nutty.
Lots and of other kinds of nuts.
No, pistachio. Yeah,
right.
It's good. Orange pineapple. Come on, ice cream? How many flavors don't you want to be? You don't want to be rainbow sherbet, though.
Why not?
Well, it's sherbet. You want ice cream?
Oh.
Yeah. All right.
That's a different question, isn't it? What kind of sherbet would you be?
Yeah, rainbow. What kind of rainbow sherbet would you be?
Rainbow.
What kind of pork fried rice do you like? You know, the hard questions. Yeah.
The hard-hitting questions. Oh, Dave, I got a good one for you.
All right.
What's your favorite thing about yourself?
Me. I love me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's cool about being you?
It's interesting that you say that, because... I walk sometimes, and my wife will lose her mind. I'm like, it's good to be me. Yeah. Like, it really, like, I feel I'm blessed. First of all, I have many, many great, wonderful friends, you know, closer to family. I'm fortunate in what I do for work and where I interact with people. I made a lot of friends there. And literally, I literally will say it's just good to be me. Yeah. And no real reason why, but I get up every day and I'm grateful for that.
That's part of it, yeah. I think. Gratitude goes a long way.
I mean, you know, yeah, it's having a good life is a gift. Having health is a gift. Everything's a gift, really. Mm. So, yeah, it's good to be me.
Yeah.
You want to throw me another one?
You did so well. We're hearing from our producers.
Oh, boy.
That we have time for one more question.
Swing away, Bada.
If you have time.
I got time.
Okay.
I'm good. Your producers? That's impressive.
Oh, they're in my ear right now. They're going, oh, my God, Dave's great.
I don't hear them.
Oh.
Me either. Oh, I hear a ring.
Oh, I forgot to hit the button.
Oh.
Here they are. Oh, my God, Dave's great.
Oh, yeah, I got that one.
Oh, you heard him too?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, they're usually just
I thought somebody was yelling from the Y. I can kind of see it through the... Oh, my God, get out of the road.
All right, Dave. We'll end on this one. What is your biggest pet peeve?
Biggest pet peeve is that people cannot put down their cellular device.
Oh.
It is by far the worst thing on the planet. They can't put them down. Yep. And it goes for, it doesn't even matter, like, how old they are. Like, I always thought, oh, kids actually are the worst in a way. But mm-hmm. I have people that I work with that have separation anxiety if their phone isn't near them. And it's mind-blowing to me that it's such a time suck. So I'm getting a little animated because it is a real pet peeve. Like, mm-hmm. it's like, so I'll be sitting, hypothetically, I'm at Pat's, hypothetically, after work, hypothetically hanging with John and hypothetically having a beer. But I look around the dining room and there are people that are sitting with their significant other or insignificant other, I guess if you're on your phone the whole time, and everybody's looking at their phone. And I'm like, unless you're texting the guy directly across from you, which, you, by the way, you could say something. Like, what are you doing? Why are you even out? But thank you for buying a pizza. But, like, it's like, I just, and then driving, there is nothing good about a cellular device.
Yeah.
You should not be using your cellular device while driving.
No. Yeah. But other than that.
That was a good one. It's a good pet peeve.
Well, it's
100% accurate.
It should be a life lesson. Put your phone down.
Yeah, that too.
It's going to pass you by.
And I think it's real. I think the addiction is real.
It's an addiction.
That's a problem.
You know, I think it started with you two and and Apple. And then...
and Sarah.
And Sarah.
All right.
It's ingrained in your head.
We're going to get Sarah out of here. She has 1 minute to go. The countdown is on. Dave, thanks so much for your time today. We so appreciate you.
Absolutely. Love it.
He's Dave Bishop, owner of Pat's Pizza in Auburn. Go say hi and buy a pizza and stay off your phone.
And stay off your phone,
please. Talk to the bartender.
Yes. Right? Talk to somebody.
Have an actual conversation.
Have a conversation.
Look people in the eye. It's a lost art.
It's a lost art.
Thanks to Rupert's Beverage and Redemption and DuBois Electric for sponsoring today's episode. And if you would like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam Ashby via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com.
Have a great day, and remember, don't bite your cat. And I will say, I have bitten my cat.